The truth will set you free. Swami Purna. Muriel Donnelly, an old girl in her 70s, was left in a hospital cubicle for 48 hours. She'd taken a tumble in Peckham High Street and was admitted with cuts, bruises, and suspected concussion. 2 days she lay in A&E, untended, the blood stiffening on her clothes. It made the headlines. 2 days, screamed the tabloids. 2 days on a trolley, old, neglected, alone. St. Jude's was besieged by reporters, waylaying nurses and shouting into their mobiles. Didn't they know the things were forbidden? Photos showed her lolling grey head and black eye. Plucky pensioner. She had survived the Blitz for this. Her image was beamed around the country. Muriel Donnelly, the latest victim of the collapsing NHS, the latest shocking statistic showing that the British health system, once the best in the world, was disintegrating in a welter of underfunding, staff shortages, and collapsing morale. A hand-wringing YOY piece appeared in the Daily Mail. An internal investigation was ordered. Dr. Ravi Kapoor was interviewed. He was weary but polite. He said Mrs. Donnelly had received the appropriate care and that she was waiting for a bed. He didn't mention that he would kill for an hour's sleep. He didn't mention that since the closure of the casualty department at the neighbouring hospital, his own at St. Jude's had to cope with twice the number of drunks, drug overdoses, and victims of pointless violence, that St. Jude's would soon be closing because its site in the centre of Lewisham was deemed too valuable for sick people, that the private consortium that had taken it over had sold the land to Safeway, who were planning to build a superstore. Exhausted, Ravi drove home to Dulwich. Walking up his path, he paused to breathe deeply. It was 7 in the evening. Somewhere a bird sang. Beside the path, daffodil blooms had shriveled into tissue paper. Spring had come and gone without his noticing. In the kitchen, Pauline was reading the Evening Standard. The story had gathered momentum. Other cases were printed. Outraged relatives told their tales. Ravi opened a carton of apple juice. Thing is, I didn't mention the real reason the old bat wasn't treated. Pauline fetched him a glass. Why? She wouldn't let any darkies touch her. Pauline burst out laughing. At another time, another lifetime it seemed, Ravi would have laughed too. Nowadays that place was unreachable. A golden land where, refreshed and rested, he could have the energy to find things funny. Upstairs the lavatory flushed. Who's that? Ravi's head reared up. There was a silence. I was going to tell you, said Pauline. Who is it? Footsteps creaked overhead. He won't be here for long, honestly, not this time, she babbled. I've told him he's got to behave himself. Who is it? He knew, of course. Pauline looked at him. It's my father.